Welcome, everyone, to the NFL Spread Show. I'm your usual host. I'm from the Lingus Mafia. My name is Cav Manning, along with my usual cohort, who is the master of the spreads. And what we give you always cashes in, and the free show, Mr. Billy Botti.
I'm glad you said that bit. I was starting to feel like the false advertising.
We will never lie, though, on this show. We don't lie. We fuck it up.
2 seconds. I didn't push go live on this.
Oh, it doesn't need to be live. We post it afterwards. Post it to our YouTubes or whatever. We're actually testing out something for the Russo show. We're on StreamYard, so we're actually on camera. And
I don't have any of it because it's supposed to go live, like, and then we're supposed, then we can put it out when we want. But I haven't even captured it, so but it doesn't matter because it's just a test piece.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go from now.
Okay, perfect. Doesn't matter. They're getting it on the podcast. So, our locks on the show this week nailed. And personally, for myself, which we told you a little bit if you listened to the wrestling show that we do, I explained to everybody what a poor sport that Billy was. That I'm not a crazy gambler like Billy. Billy likes to spend a lot of money. He put $200 on a game, lose his fucking mind. Now, I put together a bunch of little ones, and the most I did was $100 on a parlay. That to me is a lot. And then I did like 20s all over the place, and then another little baby parlay with points. But what Billy gave out last week was, he said, the parlay to do, the easy one with no points, was Kansas City and Green Bay. And then I follow up by saying, what about throwing in there Houston and Pittsburgh and Minnesota, since we thought Stafford wasn't playing? Said, well, that's pretty good too, but I'm only going to give these two. This, you know, you go crazy with this stuff. So, of all the teams that were having problems, it was Kansas City and fucking Pittsburgh. Green Bay does a good old butt-fucking, which was my play right off the bat. And Minnesota, that spread doesn't come on for ages. It doesn't come on because we don't know if Stafford is playing and all that kind of stuff. So I never got to put in Minnesota with that bet, but you put down 100, you get 133 for that parlay with no points. So we get that. I get Minnesota -3. I win that. Baltimore, I get. Win that. And then I had that parlay of three, which was Atlanta, Tennessee, Minnesota, all with the points. And I win that. And Billy's screaming on the text that he's losing things. And I text him with a big smile. And I said, all I need is Pittsburgh to win this game. And I've won every bet I've done this week. His reply, who cares? He's happy for his friend. So fuck you and your bets is what he wants to reply to me. So which ones did you have the hard time? Obviously the ones that were giant point spreads like Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
I didn't take those. I don't lay massive spreads like that usually. The main ones that I had issues with. So as you said, like I took Green Bay. I took Green Bay +1, and then I took Green Bay -6.5. Mm-hmm. They were all like members plays. Then we had Green Bay, Kansas City, and £150 double, which didn't land easily because Green Bay did their job easily and Kansas didn't. They were nowhere near covering 10 in that, but we didn't have a spread on it. And then my lock for last week was, which was a bulls one because they ended up starting that game at +1. Did you see?
On which one? Whose? Which Green Bay?
My lock was the Ravens.
Oh yeah. And so that was a weird one because I was like, I saw it like that, and then I think I texted you and I said, now it's a fucking pick 'em. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, you freaked me out because I started to look around for shit like, well, who's out and who hasn't practiced this week and what's going on? But it wasn't. There was no reason for it. It was just that people decided that Ravens were bad because they looked to Pittsburgh and that they were. And that's the opposite thing you do in the NFL. Like when good teams lose, you take them on the bounce back, which is what I did here last week. And I'll take Ravens again this week. And then the walls started to come down a bit. I had the Falcons, which was fine. But I also had the Houston Texans, who gave away a touchdown at the end to kill the spread with a backup. I don't even remember his name. The Jacksonville Luke.
Oh yeah, he's a rookie.
Right, six round backup, fucked up the spread for the Texans. That was unbelievable. So that fucked up my morning because it cancelled out what I had with that Atalanta, cancelled out the Ravens essentially. And then we go on to the evening, and then I take the HTJs of Arizona.
The horse two jackasses back, of Arizona. Yeah.
They're back and forth, like, and they're pushing for a touchdown. In the end, they settle for a field goal. So I'm thinking, shit, if they score this field goal, I'm going to need the Dolphins then to score their field goal. Mm-hmm. So that we can go to overtime and still cover this spread, because the spread was only 5.
Yeah.
They missed their field goal, and I think it was somewhere between 30 and 40 yards. And then Dolphins got up the other end and score their field goal. So we don't get the overtime. We get the Dolphins winning outright. So at this point in time, everything's still fine because we have a parlay pending, and all we need on the parlay is the Patriots to win on Monday. If I sit out the rest of the weekend,
yeah,
I'm still going to come away from week 9 with a profit. I play the Bucks because every expert who is better than us and has more listeners than us and has bigger shows than us and are on TV channels that we're not on are turning around and saying Tampa's going to win this game.
Yeah.
We don't understand. Now the spread is down from 5.5 to 3. This is a brilliant opportunity to take Tampa. Tom Brady's vouching for AB. AB's going to be playing. The spread's down to 3. Drew Brees has got a shoulder injury. The only chance they've got is if they rush Drew Brees and he gets the ball away quickly, which is the quarterback play that he likes. Only one guy's dead. I don't think it's going to be a problem because Drew Brees and Tom Brady, they like to be rushed, and they like to play against the rushing defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So only one guy said that, but every other guy said he hasn't practiced all week. Kamara hasn't practiced all week. He's sick. He's injured. This team have got problems. They're a dome team. All this cold, the cold weather suits the Bucks because the dome team are going to hate it. I've heard so many reasons, and I didn't just hear the one reason because it wasn't like one guy saying Drew Brees is hurt. It was like 15 guys saying, what about the weather? What about Kamara? What about Breeze? What about AB? What about this spread coming down? What about revenge? And I was like, oh my God, if I don't play this, mm-hmm. I'm a moron. So I played it, and I was a moron for playing it because they got absolutely smashed. And then the next day, I don't hold myself accountable for that because I didn't take the New England on the spread. I took this teaser of New England -2.5 and under 49.5 points.
Mm.
And somehow, the only way to lose that would require both teams to score more points than they have done in the previous 3 weeks. And they both did it. Like, you had the Patriots scoring 30, and then you had the Jets scoring 27. So the Jets over-under line as a team, Cap, was only 16.
Oh.
And the Patriots over-under line as a team was 24.5. And they both ended up going way, way over their totals by a touchdown almost.
Mm. Well, let's get into this week, and this is week 10. And tomorrow's game, our Thursday night, is Indianapolis going into Tennessee. Yeah, there's actually a good game here. It's hard to decide what the hell's going on with Tennessee. They looked, I mean, I watched their game last week because they played the Bears. And there was only a couple plays like that stood out where they really did well. Like, Henry didn't run for shit. He ran for about 60-something yards. But then they were playing a good defense. So that makes you think, okay. But Indianapolis is a very good defense, too. It's hard. Like I said, Indianapolis before, you know, I really liked them because of the defense. I saw how good the defense was. Tennessee being at home, when it comes down to Indy, it's hard for me to trust Rivers. That's practically my problem with them. I would say Tennessee is favored by 3 at most. I don't even know if it's 3.
They're favored by 2 points.
Yeah. Mm. That that does fucking scare me. This oh boy, they're playing on grass though. They're not, you know, Indy is not at home in that dome, all that. So
no.
I think I would go with Tennessee, but I'm not jumping up and down about it.
No, this Colts team got held to like 10 points last week. I mean, the Ravens scoring 24 on you is not massively negative, but this team still haven't beaten anyone this season. Like, if you look through their record, they still have this hype about them. Whereas at least the Texans, they went toe to toe with the Steelers at home, and they have that win over Buffalo, which I don't know. I still haven't. The jury's still out on Buffalo whether that was a big win or not, because they did destroy Seattle this weekend. But other than that, you have the Colts record: home win against the Vikings, home win against the Jets, road win against the Bears. They lost to the Browns. They narrowly scrapped past the Bengals. They beat up the Lions, and then they lost to the Ravens. I'm not impressed by them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the Titans are really, really, really good home team. They have been for a couple of years. So I like this game. I think they take the Titans at home here on a short week to win this as well. And even if you don't want to play the spread at all, you can just get this at 5-6, like -120. So
okay. Houston, they're going into Cleveland. This is one of those, well, they have Baker Mayfield quarantined because he was around somebody who had the shit. So these are a lot of like, well, we suggest to kind of wait because we don't know if certain people are playing or not. A lot of people have come down with the fucking plague this week. If it's all in all and Cleveland's good to go, they should easily beat Houston because Houston is not a good team. You see like just a couple people on that Houston team and you forget that they're just bad altogether. So I would say Cleveland. This is tricky for me to try to guess what the spread is because I don't know if they are thinking the spread with Baker playing or kind of not with him playing or not. So I would say with him playing, the spread would be 6.5.
The spread at the moment is 3, so I don't know if that's him not playing or not. Who's the backup there?
I don't even know who the backup is. I don't know if he's just a fucking nobody. Just, you know. He's not going to be any great shakes, whoever the fuck he is.
Okay.
Yeah, I would kind of lay out on this until it is closer to game time and see if the spread moves.
Yeah, I mean, if it does move, if he is playing and he does move, then you've lost the opportunity to take 3. That's the only issue, yeah.
Yeah, that is the scary part. You might want to almost gamble on it. You know, and I think I might gamble on that because I think we would have heard by now if he had this shit or not. It's been a few days already, so I think he would have already gotten the plague. Washington versus Detroit. The Washington football team, mind you. Detroit's a better team than Washington. They're home. This is a tight one, though, because I think Alex Smith is now going to be playing. Which is the better quarterback anyway. It's still scary to watch him anytime anything happens. I wait for his leg to just explode. But I think Detroit's a better team. I think Detroit would be 3.5 here.
It is 3.5.
Okay. I think Detroit puts up a lot of points. They're playing a tough defense this week with Washington. I think that they're better. I just think they're a better team, and I would take Detroit.
Yeah, I think I have to take Detroit as well. Like, I actually really like this game. And just because it's like, if it's anybody else and Alex Smith's playing after everything that he's like been through, because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not the quarterback that he was. He's lucky. I mean, someone said he's lucky to even be walking.
Yeah.
But you can't like, it's very much a sort of almost like a sympathy spot in terms of like, you don't want him to lose or look bad or whatever, but at the same time, when you're gambling, like, you have to take these things into consideration, and the likelihood of him looking good and winning an NFL game in a row against a team who should be better than their record is not very likely. So I think Detroit should cover this relatively easily unless they just switch off, but they're not in any position to switch off with a fucking 3-5 record. So
okay. Jacksonville goes into Green Bay. You got the warm weather going into the cold, which it's not terribly cold yet. I think it's actually probably colder where I live right now than it is in Green Bay. The morning is fucking 35 degrees here when I leave the house. It's frost on the cars. Like, I thought I lived in California. I would say Green Bay's got to be favored by 10.5.
No, we have to lay 13 points here.
13.
Tell me, is it Minshew or is it the quarterback from last week?
I don't think they've said yet. And the guy last week wasn't fucking bad either. I'm like, what is this? They have good... It's like they didn't fall off from trading everybody. They've been in most games. They haven't gotten, like, killed, really. Maybe one game. I worry about a backdoor with this one, for sure. I could see the Packers being up by 17 easily. And then... we're up 17 with 3 minutes to go. Who gives a shit? Let's all back up like they like to do.
Well, Packers are not like these assholes, the Chiefs and these other teams, because when they win, they have 100% covered this year. Mm-hmm. The only times they haven't covered is when they actually lost the game outright. So they're an old school team like that where the number used to be as high as what? Don't worry about the spreads, don't matter. Just take them because 80% of the time, the winning team will cover the spread anyway, but that's certainly not the case over the last few years, and it's really not the case this season. If you do think that though, Cav, then why don't you take the -7.5 for the first half line, or even -7 in some places?
That I'd be more comfortable with doing. Usually Green Bay always gets out to a quick start too. It's first drive, usually a touchdown.
Well, they have to, because apparently, like, if they don't, we can't come back because Aaron Rodgers is the worst, most cowardly quarterback in the league. Apparently.
If they get down by 1 point, this game is over, folks. Philadelphia goes into the Giants. You know, I'm picking the Giants to win this game outright. They are so close in all these games, as we know. Philly's no great shape.
Makes you think they might actually be good. Makes you think they might be good.
Yeah, like a couple more pieces, maybe 2 more years, and they should be. I don't know if the Giants would be favored in this game, though, because most people, I think, are picking Philly. And I would say that Philly's favored by 2.5.
They're favored by 3 points.
And I'll take the Giants on that in the 3 points. Because usually if they lose, it's by 3 points.
I'm going to take the Eagles because I can't take the Giants at home. They actually, I think they play harder on the road for some reason. And they've got a really poor home field. One of the worst home teams over the last 2-3 years. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles.
Okay. The Bucs going into Carolina. After what the hell happened last week, you know the Bucs are going to want to come out to really put something down here. I can't imagine them taking this lightly because Carolina has been playing above their projection all year, and they've been tough all year. I would say the Bucs are favored. After the last week beating, I think the number's probably gone down, and I would say they're favored by 7.5.
No, it's just 5.5, so I don't know if that's gone up or down or not.
Only 5.5. I would take the Bucs in this. Them wanting to prove a point, they better win by more than a fucking touchdown. At the fucking least, you win by a touchdown when you're trying to prove your point.
What if there's a underlying issue there where they're not happy that the AB came to the team and that Brady even got to make that call with Tinas?
I don't buy any of that, because do you think when you go on the field that they think, fuck this guy. This guy's fucking playing. I'm gonna fucking be lazy when I'm playing. All it does is fuck them. They let a guy rush past them to sack Brady. They're not gonna go, good, I'm glad you got sacked. They're gonna go, we need to get a new lineman. You lost your job. So I don't think any of that has to matter. I don't think people walk out there. I don't think it's like Teen Wolf where they just handed the wolf the basketball and stood around and ate apples while he fucking scored all the points. So,
no, but there's an overriding issue to that in terms of like practice in the week, the general attitude of people. I mean, I don't think they're tanking. But like if there's a disconnect, it can manifest itself in different ways. And obviously what am I talking about? I've almost said Germany because I'm looking at something with soccer here. The New Orleans Saints are obviously more likely to expose that than Carolina are. But Carolina have covered a lot of spreads this season. I mean, the Chiefs barely beat them this week. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when you're looking at that, I'm going to take the 5.5 points here.
Okay. Denver goes into Vegas. I'll say Vegas is favored here. They barely pull these things out. Their offense looks good. Their defense need a little work, obviously. I would say Vegas is favored by... Let's go with 5.5.
Yeah, they're favored by just 5.
Okay.
And their defense looked pretty good when they were losing us money on the goal line last week in the last seconds.
Oh, yeah. But, if it wasn't for a dropped fucking ball... Which was clearly fucking dropped. You gotta have the ball all the way through the floor, all the way to standing up nowadays.
That's the weird thing, like with a catch, because the first one looked, the second one came out, but the first one looked like it was more of a catch than the other one. But that's the weirdest thing, like why they've changed all this shit with a catch. But we can go over and over on that. But a few years ago, or even last year, would this would be the typical way that Gruden lost games. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of people saying like, oh, why did he come back and coach? Like, this is so Gruden and that is so Gruden. And yeah, now they just look like a team who can win. They're not getting these bad beats. They're running the shit out of the ball against everybody, mm-hmm. which is like his old school football that he's going to play. So yeah, I mean, I think they should on paper like win this game. I'm not comfortable with them as a favorite, but like they've earned that position now with their results. So
okay. San Diego, as I like to say, the Chargers, they're going into Miami, who is all of a sudden break up the fucking fish, baby. They're a good team. Look at this shit. Which is odd that they say fuck our quarterback who's been doing well and we'll put in the rookie. It's time for him to go as you're still doing good. Herbert will find a way to have them lose the last minute of the game and be good the whole time, but San Diego always seems to find a way the last minute. As soon as they fire their coach and get a new one, they're going to win at least 10 games next year with this team. Right now, though, I would say Miami's going to win this, and I say Miami is favored by 3.5.
Miami's only favorite by 2.5, so you don't even have to lay that field goal with them.
I like that. I like this a lot. This is a good one that I'm going to put a mark.
You're not the only one. I like it, and a lot of other people like it too. When you're looking at other spreads this week that are 2.5 points, when you're looking at taking maybe the Eagles instead of Miami, or taking Arizona instead of Miami that we're going to get to, or the Titans on Thursday, this is the favorite one for me.
Okay.
On the favorite short spread.
Yeah. Buffalo goes into Arizona. Buffalo traveling after a big win that they had last week. They're a bit of an up and down type of team. I think Arizona's good. Arizona came up short after having a little comeback to get that field goal. I would say Arizona wins this game outright, and I would say Arizona, I say, is favored by 1.
Arizona is favored by 2.5 points here, which is under a field goal again. So
another one with the 2.5. Yeah. Okay. So that's a fucking good one too. I mean, Buffalo, that's the problem. Buffalo is a good team. You don't know which one's going to show up. We've seen them where they've been inconsistent and Allen is throwing interceptions and not any good. And then there's, you know, they should have beat the shit out of New England last week and they barely fucking did that. They barely won.
But they beat a shout out of the Seahawks last week, so I think that they may be a good team. I don't like taking them in this road spot, though, but at the same time, I don't think I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals for a while after last week either. So, yeah, I'll leave this game and let it play out. Okay. I think the total's all right, though, here at over 56, because neither of them can stop shit. So I think early in the fourth quarter you would have made your money on this total.
Yeah, I like that over 56. That's pretty good. I wrote that down for future betting for myself. Seattle, the Seahawks are going to the Rams division game. Which Rams are going to show up now? It's the same kind of question for Buffalo. Seattle to lose two in a row? I don't know. Even though they are on the road. God, I would say Seattle's favored here, but it's by 1.5.
The Rams are 1.5 favorites.
Rams are favored by 1.5. See, and I went the opposite way, which would make me say I should put my money on Seattle.
I think I should put my money on Seattle. I think this is a bounce back game for them. The problem is, at some point, when you're a one-man team and your defense are too young to improve during the course of this season, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to win the NFC, and you may not even win your division at this point unless you start getting contributions from these young defenders, because Wilson just cannot lead you through the whole season.
Yeah.
And the thing is that if this team end up scraping it into the playoffs and losing in the first divisional round or whatever, then his MVP candidacy is damaged by that as well. But at the same time, it probably should be the MVP if he's carrying an entire team on his back. I mean, we've said that over the years about Rodgers, but Rodgers is getting a lot of help now from Jones and Adams and people in the team, and the defense is not as bad, but also still not good.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson has got nothing to work with. I mean, he's running, he's throwing, he's doing everything. Like,
Metcalf is the guy he's got. Health. Yeah. All right. The 49ers are going to New Orleans. The spread is 8,000 here. The only thing that even gets me halfway thinking is it the letdown game for New Orleans? Like, oh, I mean, not that they won't win, but by how much? And because they just put all their, you know, blew their wad with Tom and beat them. But they are home, which does help me as well, because they're not having to travel all the way across the country. I want to say 13.5, and I think that's low.
Just nine.
That might be a bet to take. Just nine.
Yep.
I think I'm going to take that one, actually.
It's a good. It is good if the 49ers are banged up. I mean, I don't think Jimmy G makes a big difference, but I think Saints are good at stopping the run. Like, Tampa couldn't find any way to get yards last week. Mm-hmm. So it depends what Saints. Just listen, the Saints team that played last week, I mean, everybody's giving Tampa the shit and saying they're fraudulent and everything, but we lost in Tampa and we beat the Saints team. But we didn't beat this Saints team, and we didn't lose to that Tampa team from last week. So it's different teams any given Sunday, as they say. But if this Saints team turn up for the rest of the season, all from week 10 all the way to the NFC Championship game, then they'll win the Super Bowl this year, won't they? Like, if last week's Saints team at the defense and the combination of the offense and the defense, if that team that won that game, 38-3, I believe, turn up, then they win the Super Bowl.
Do you know the Bucs rushed 4 times? They officially say 5 because of the kneel down, but they ran the ball 4 fucking times last week. It's a fucking NFL record.
So at the moment, just to let you know, the Saints are 7-1 now to win the Super Bowl. Where they're behind only the Chiefs and the Steelers, and even the Packers now have gone out to are back out at 10-1 as well with Tampa Bay and Seattle in that cluster. Hmm. Do you think one of these seven favorites do 100% win? Chiefs, Steelers, Saints, Ravens, Packers, Seahawks, or Bucks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not even a question. And I think it's Chiefs.
You think?
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, I had my beginning of the year was Bucks and Chiefs. So, we shall see. Cincinnati goes into Pittsburgh. Boy, I thought Ben blew that guy on the field. You know that guy? His knee out? So I thought he blew his knee out on the field, and that thing went sideways, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding. I'm going to lose my parlay because his fucking ACL is torn.
I think they still would have won. They still would have won anyway.
Oh, man. That was, I mean, that was tough as it was. I mean, he limped and scored that touchdown. So
he's been doing that for years.
Yeah, he's a battered mother. He's going to be in big fucking problems when he's retired. He's going to be one of those guys. Cincinnati, don't ever take for granted Cincinnati. And Pittsburgh eventually is going to lose. I think they'll end up losing to Baltimore. I think it's in a week or two. But Cincinnati likes to keep shit close, you know? I will still take the Pittsburgh here, and I think Pittsburgh's probably favored by 7.5.
No, they're favored by 10 at the moment, so but some places are taking it off.
Yeah, if this is... I'm not comfortable with 10 against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's pesky motherfuckers, man. I could even see them winning the game by chance. But, I mean, I'm just not betting on it.
I think he's in COVID protocol now.
Ben? Yes, he is. He is. That's another one. Him and Baker doing the whole fucking they were around somebody. So you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. God, it's almost, do you want to gamble that opposite way? Take Cincinnati with the 10, and then they go, oh, Ben's not playing. And then you could fucking get that game.
I would think that they would be, that they could be close to 10 with or without anyway. Like, really? We saw these divisional rivalries. We saw the Jets. Mm-hmm. The Jets blew the game, like, against the Patriots. It was that 12 men on the field thing.
Yeah.
Which either Adam Gase may have done that on purpose to make sure they didn't accidentally win the game and ruin their draft pick. I don't think we've seen, if you look up and down the league, you'll find it very difficult to pick out divisional games where big spreads were covered by people. I don't think it's going to happen.
The Baltimore Ravens are going into New England. This should be a good old-fashioned shellacking. I would say Baltimore is favored by 10.5.
No, they're only favorites by 7.
That is it. That might be another one to take. That always gets me, like, when it is on a number that shit could land on is where it scares me. Like, when it's 6.5, I'd feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel as comfortable with 7.5. One of those things where you're like, I'm fucked because it's that touchdown. You're comfortable with a full, you got to score to beat me kind of bullshit.
I already gave this one out to my clients on Monday.
Did you? Would you go with?
Yep. Oh, I took Ravens 7.
Okay.
I took it a couple of hours after Monday Night Football.
Hmm.
After that fucking Patriots like debacle.
Yeah, after that you figure this has got to be like a beating, right? All right.
It's weird. The only thing that still puts you off is the New England Patriots. But if you looked at and Belichick, but if you take away the name of the team, strip away the team name, yeah, strip away the coach, and look at the team and who they've beaten and their numbers this season, then yeah, you would just automatically play this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are hypnotized by the laundry, that's for sure. Monday night, Minnesota goes into Chicago. I say Minnesota will win this game, and might surprise you. I hope the Bears lose like all the rest of their games. I want this house cleaned. I want the GM gone. The coach, I'm more bothered by him not giving up the play calling. He refuses to fucking hand it over, and that is the biggest problem. Other than they have zero offensive line. They have two guys who are seventh round picks that are starting. Three of the five guys on the line are all replacement guys. So, people, the guy, old Gregorio on my show, he goes, I thought Montgomery was supposed to be like a dynamic halfback. And I go, what are you going to, I don't care who's back there. You put Walter Payton back there. They're not doing shit with that line. It's hike and fucking run for your life. People are turnstiles. You can't do shit. Their defense is another year of being wasted because that defense could win a Super Bowl with any other team that could score fucking 20 points. Easily. But you're on the field 1,000 fucking times and your offense is shit that can't score more than 10 fucking points. I would say Minnesota is favored. I would go with 6.5. And the only thing that worries me is that Bears don't lose to Minnesota at home. They always beat them in Chicago.
It's 2.5 points.
That's it? 2.5 for who?
For Minnesota. Minnesota are 2.5 point favorites.
Wow.
But the Bears don't lose to them at all. They've won the last four meetings in the series, yeah. But obviously they come into this having lost three straight.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings have won their last two and covered five of the last six. And the Bears have never played against Dalvin Cook before. And,
now
he's had 22 carries this season, and he's averaging. He runs for 130 yards, scored 9 touchdowns, and the Vikings covered all four games.
See, and I'm not too worried about the fucking.
Sorry, I read that wrong. He hasn't had 22 carries this season. It says when Cook gets at least 22 mm-hmm. carries, when they do give him 22 carries, he runs for an average of 130 yards and he scored 9 touchdowns, and the Vikings covered all four games.
See, I'm not really worried about the run game too much. He might reel off a couple here and there, but I think for the most part they hold him. I mean, they did it to Derrick Henry. He didn't fucking run on them. And
Do you know he covered his over under total on the running yards last week, the rushing yards by over 100 yards.
What was his what was the over under?
I can't remember now. I think it was 94.5 or something.
Wow.
Like that.
And he almost did like 200 yards, huh? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'll pick Minnesota in this just because the Bears are fucking bad at this point. It's just the offense. They're fucking terrible. And however, this is a primetime game and Kirk Cousins is playing. Does that have anything to do with this spread fucking dropping?
Well, I mean, he did cover the spread against Seattle a few weeks ago. I mean, this Vikings team, I just don't understand them, because you think now when they've got this combination of Cousins and giving it off to Cook, mm-hmm. and they defend properly, and they might go on a little run.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody will catch us at the top of the division now, but they could end up in a wild card position. I mean, have a look what they need to do.
You know what? They really have to. I mean, to get this wild card, I think people got to get to 10, and that's the only question with the Bears' schedule, because they play Minnesota twice, they play Jacksonville, Houston. And the Lions again once, and then they have two with Green Bay. They should win five more. But
it's rough, though, because actually, outside of the Saints and the Bucks dominating their divisions,
mm-hmm.
and there's two more that go through this year, right? There's seven, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's so 7 weeks, but yeah.
It's all the divisional winners and the Bucks. The other two teams... shit, like you got the Bears on 5 wins, Vikings mm-hmm. on 3, Detroit on 3, Falcons on 3, Panthers on 3, Washington on 2, Cowboys on 2. This NFC West, where they've got the Rams and the Cardinals on 5 and the 49ers on 4,
yeah,
they could provide the actual remaining two teams. three teams could get out of this NFC West,
yeah,
and get there. So, but the problem is that they all now have to play each other. And Seattle are about to come away with a relatively easy schedule after they play the Rams. They're at home to the Cardinals. They travel to the Eagles, at home to the Giants, at home to the Jets, and away to Washington. And then they finish up at home to the Rams and away to the 49ers. But this schedule here, mm-hmm. This part of the schedule, home to the Cardinals, away to the Eagles, home to the Giants, home to the Jets, away to Washington, and those five, they are 5 wins that you can pretty much give to the Eagles, the Seahawks right now. And especially even, and I know I understand that I'm including that Arizona game,
mm-hmm.
but there's no way this team lose to Arizona twice, especially after the way Arizona beat them. They're going to beat the piss out of them when they play them again.
Okay. All right. Time for our picks. I think we agree on the two right off the fucking bat. And that's Miami giving up 2.5 and Seattle getting 1.5.
That's not what I thought you were going to say at all.
Oh, really? Where was I going with the Giants one?
No, I thought you were going to say New Orleans laying 9 and the Ravens laying 7.
Oh, no, I think these are more of the shoo-in ones.
Okay.
The other ones were with the higher points, but yeah, I think this is... Fuck, I mean, I can't believe that it's only the 1.5 for the Seattle one. And like we said, I think the Miami thing, when it's less than a field goal, it's hard not to take that.
So who are you going to go with?
I'm going with Miami, and I'm going with Seahawks.
Okay. So I'm going to – I already said that I already told my clients I was going to lock up the Ravens this week.
Mm-hmm.
But my number two play will be a two-team teaser.
Okay.
And I'll take the Saints down to -3.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baltimore Ravens down to -1. So that's a 6-point teaser. That pays out the same as taking a pick on a spread, because that's how the 6-point teasers work. So, yeah, again, that's Saints -3, Ravens -1 as my teaser. It's my second pick. And my lock is going to be Ravens -7, because I already told my clients it would be the free pick this week.
Okay.
And I wanted them to make sure they got the 7, because if we were coming on here and it was 7.5,
mm-hmm.
I may have changed course, and then I wouldn't be talking about what I gave to them. But I'm comfortable with the 7 that we're still getting here on Wednesday evening. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it. You could find all my nonsense, as usual, at Lingus Mafia. And, of course, Billy, where can we find your betting tips if people want to make some money with your official picks?
Yeah, I've still got it here. It's saying it still says here, podcast on a poll, because mm-hmm. that's what we're going to be doing. So I've still got it set up from last night from Conan show, but I'm gonna type it in now. I'm gonna change the lettering, and we'll see that. Oops.
For the people who aren't watching on
no one's watching. This is an experimental video. This is just for us. That's, so I don't know why.
And it says we're live though.
But it's fun because I can change like all this lettering, like even during the show. Yeah.
So he's at lockbetting.com if you want to get his sports bets and win some money. That is soccer as well, which he dominates when it comes to the soccer for sure.
Yeah, I just had a nine and two Champions League week last Tuesday, 6-3 Champions League on Wednesday, and 8-2 in the Europa League, 10-1 on Saturday on the soccer as well. And then we gave some of that back with the NFL. I also had 6 straight winning days in tennis ended today. So we'll look to get back on that tomorrow. But that's, you're laughing at, or as I've changed the screen.
Yeah, I'm laughing that you are a towel-headed bastard. And he writes, Cav is a fag on his screen. Thank God this is only on podcast. All right, so that's it. You know what? I should bet your soccer stuff, like blindly. Just whatever you take, I should put down 50 on every fucking team you say. Because what the fuck do I know? And you win those. So, you know, what's the fucking difference? and BLM,
go ahead. I didn't even know you could do this. I just realized today. I might try and
he's having too much fun on this thing. See if you could pop Russo tomorrow when we do this and start typing in. Russo looks like Wolfman Jack, shit like that.
it won't be on that show. I mean, with the soccer stuff, yeah, I can send some of that over to you. But I mean, everything's generally winning. It's actually tough. Like when all this sport comes back, when we have sport that's not going on at the same time,
mm-hmm.
we found that it's like really difficult to like dominate like in one thing. Cause like even when the NBA is going well, like you might give something back in the baseball, you have a good night in baseball, like you might give something back in the NBA. Like it's only like, but then you have you only really need a few nights mm-hmm. where everything hits. When you have those 6-0, 8-0 nights, or you know, 10-1 or whatever, it just adds so much difference to your bankroll. At that point, yeah. you're only then trying to go along with 4-3s or 3-4s or 2-2s or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you always pull clear, like say something like, you know, a 10-1, for example, that's going to be, depending on what the stakes are, that's going to be somewhere between 5 and 8 units, which is 500 to 800 pounds mm-hmm. added to your bankroll, which is over $1,000. So I always say to people, like, you're looking for those streaks. Like a lot of the time you are grinding away. There is no harm if you're capping and you're going 3-4s or 4-3s or breaking even a couple of days, or if you make a minor loss, as long as you get it back. But you need to be around for those streaks, because the good gamblers are kind of streaky, and they are kind of, and they kind of know what they're doing. And sometimes like bad beats will come across, like the NFL last week. I don't actually think any of those were a bad play. If that's the thing, like when you're doing podcasts, I would not listen to or buy picks or follow anybody that doesn't have any kind of podcast or video format, because mm-hmm. how can you trust them? Like, how can you just trust people that go up and write shit and go on Twitter and just, some people don't even have any reasoning written down. They just literally just blast out picks as a tweet. Mm-hmm. On a hidden account. So what they do is they sell you the ad to a pick. So you buy the pick, you buy the package off them. Mm-hmm. They then send you a Twitter account which they can request. You accept the request on the locked account, and they can then see the picks. But they only put the picks out as what the games are. So there's no reasoning, no video, no face to face, no podcast. You cannot rely on these people, because if they can't do what we're doing at this very like basic level, and I can do this for every single sport that I do, then there's no way that you should be buying from. So we'll always get right, and we'll always have the ability to explain picks. The worst thing is to like blindly follow somebody and then not have a fucking clue mm-hmm. why you lost 100 pounds. Why did I lose 100 pounds? Oh, because this fucking nobody on Twitter put Packers minus 13 mm-hmm. and that's all he wrote, and there was no reason for it. Nothing about yards, pass, trend, passing, ATS, history, nothing at all. You'll never ever get a pick from me or him or anybody that doesn't have a big explanation behind it. Mm-hmm. It's just not how things are done.
All right, so everybody go run to Billy's site, lockbetting.com, if you want to make some real money with many different sports, and you'll see all the spreadsheet and everything like that, so you know you're not getting fucked. For Mr. Billy Body, I'm Cav Manning. Go make some money.